This is excellent news, Catherine. The Minister McConnell has confirmed to me on foot of representations by me that the veterinary lab will go to planning permission in 25 here in Sligo for a complete upgrade, so capital investment. And I want to thank him and his officials for progressing this. We're going to see Kilkenny this year, and Sligo is going to follow the same route in terms of modular capital build like Kilkenny. It'll home or house 15 staff. And it shows you how important these regional veterinary labs are when I think there was 1,566 diagnostic samples were tested to assist private veterinary practitioners with the diagnosis and control of disease in food-producing animals. And this was a big issue in Sligo and for the North West, that we wouldn't lose our veterinary lab. And now we're going to see a capital investment in it with planning permission to be applied for to Sligo County Council in 2025. It's part of Project Ireland 2040, and it's part of an upgrade of the lab network for the next 10 years across the country by the Department of Agriculture.
It's really important, isn't it, that the project moves and is completed at the various stages completed on time, Councillor Walsh?
Yeah, look, absolutely, and I'll be watching this. There has been a core regional veterinary design and specification developed by the OPW. We're seeing that progress now in Kilkenny, and Sligo's next on the list to go to planning, and that'll take place as outlined by Minister McConnell in 2025. So it's good news for the farming sector and agricultural sector in the North West that we're going to see this investment and make Sligo Regional Veterinary Lab sustainable into the future. It's an asset to the agriculture sector in our local community, and it's good that we're going to see this capital investment.